Stellar sea lions like these make a habit of lazing atop the red and white buoys marking the northern entrance to the Wrangell Narrows and Petersburg's waterfront. NIMS considers these sea lions part of the Eastern Distinct Population Segment, Eastern DPS for short. According to the agency, the population has increased 3% a year for the past 30 years. A 2008 estimate put the Southeast Alaska population at 14,000 animals. In 2009, NOAA researchers counted more than 7,400 sea lion pups in the five biggest rookeries along the Southeast Alaska coast. That's about 35% more than the last pup count in 2005. This August, the states of Alaska, Oregon, and Washington petitioned the federal government to take this DPS off the endangered species list.
The Eastern Distinct Population Segment of Stellar Sea Lions are no longer threatened with extinction in the foreseeable future, which is the standard for needing to cover a species under the Endangered Species Act.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game Special Assistant Doug Vincent Lang is the state's Endangered Species Coordinator. He wrote Alaska's petition to delist the eastern sea lions.
The population, in our mind, has achieved its recovery goals since it was first listed in 1990, and the threats facing it have been addressed. So it's a success story, the Endangered Species Act, and we ought to celebrate successes by delisting species as much as we have the unfortunate responsibility of putting species on that list when necessary to conserve them.
Even if the animals were delisted, they would still be covered under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. With some exceptions, MMPA generally prohibits the killing of sea lions. But according to Vincent Lang, delisting from the Endangered Species Act will get Alaska out from under what he calls an unnecessary web of regulations, regulations that can impede activities like fishing or development.
Well, an example, there'll be no requirement for consultation on whether a particular project may jeopardize the eastern, distinct population segment of stellar sea lions or adversely modify its critical habitat. But again, it's important to realize that even if you remove those protections, other protections, which largely have been the operational protections in that area under MMPA will remain in place.
It was once legal to kill stellar sea lions before passage of the Marine Mammal Protection Act in 1972. By 1990, substantial declines in western Alaska populations prompted the federal government to increase protections throughout the animal's entire range with a threatened listing under the Endangered Species Act. In 1997, the government distinguished the western population as a separate stock extending from Prince William Sound out through the Aleutians. The western stock was reclassified in the more serious endangered category. Meanwhile, the eastern stock, which includes southeast Alaska, was on the increase and remained classified as threatened. NIMS has put forward new restrictions on fishing in the Aleutians to protect western stellar sea lions, but the agency's found that the eastern population is doing well enough that delisting may be warranted. NIMS had already begun a status review of the eastern stocks when it received the state's petitions this summer. That review's continuing. NIMS Stellar Sea Lion Coordinator Lisa Roderman says it not only looks at current demographics, like population health, but it also considers problems that could come up in the future.
You don't want to get on a roller coaster where you protect, you recover, you delist, the threats come back, and you, are in a position that, X number of years later, you have to relist again. And so we also are looking at the most recent information about threats to determine whether we see anything new in there that would make us believe that if we were to remove the protections of the Act, the status of the population might change in a downward fashion.
NIMS is currently in the middle of a 60-day public comment period on delisting the eastern sea lions. Roderman says the agency wants to be comprehensive in its review.
We've asked the public and any interested parties, any conservation groups, industry, the scientific community, states, Alaska Native organizations, other Native organizations, pretty much anyone who wants to or anyone who has information, to provide that information to us to help us to have the most comprehensive status review possible.
One of the groups that will be keeping an eye on that review is Oceana. The Ocean Conservation Group has called for increased protections for the western stellars, but Oceana scientist John Warrenchuk in Juneau is more optimistic about the health of the eastern stock.
The eastern stock of stellar sea lions appears to be doing quite well in this region of Southeast Alaska. And if it is warranted that the stock be delisted from the Endangered Species Act, that would be a success of conservation. I mean, this is a stock that's recovered after some severe population declines. It appears that they are recovering, possibly, and it would be a success.
The current public comment period closes February 11th. NMFS is required to finish the status review and issue a finding by August 30th. In that finding, if it decides to propose delisting, that would start an additional public process with more opportunity for comment. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.